Darren.
Hi, Larry. You all set for your trip?
Mm-hmm. Leave tonight. Be in London tomorrow morning, Paris tomorrow night. I'm afraid it's one of the disadvantages of having a top designer for a client.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to get out of it, but I figure it's good business to at least go over and look at his spring collection.
Yeah, it's tough having to go to dull places like London and Paris.
Look, this is no pleasure trip, especially this year. My wife insists on coming with me.
Look, if you're that much against the trip, why don't you send me instead?
Darren, you're my best friend. I wouldn't send my worst enemy on a trip with Louise. So I know you won't mind.
I had a feeling you were leading up to something.
I do have a few loose ends that need looking after, and I wondered if you could take care of them while I'm gone.
If you're going to be slaving away in Paris, it's the least I could do.
Now, Susan. Well, au revoir, and tour jeté, I think.
Just dumped a load of urgent work on my desk.
Oh, well, that's all right, darling. Maybe tomorrow?
Better not make any plans, Sam. I'm afraid you're going to have to amuse yourself for the next few days.
Bye, darling. Something being wrong? Oh, really? Bored, eh? I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. It's not that. Darren's been working very hard lately. I've been sort of lonely, that's all. I've hardly seen him the last few days.
The situation is obvious, Samantha. Busy husband, neglected wife, vegetating in front of the telly set.
Finito. That's what I like about your visits, Mother. You always bring a ray of sunshine into my drab existence.
Well, that's what mothers are for, dear.
You just say the word and I'll take you away from all of this.
Good idea.
Really?
But only for lunch.
Well, at least that's a start. Well, where would you like to go?
We can go to the Cozy Haversnack. It's nothing fancy, but it's not far from here.
The Cozy Haversnack. Oh, darling, you've got to be kidding.
We can go to a restaurant in town if you like.
I have a better idea. I know of a marvelous little bistro that serves the most divine cheese souffle.
Sounds wonderful. Where is it?
On the left bank.
Left bank of what?
Of Paris. What did you think? The left bank of Flushing?
Paris. Well, we can't go there. Why not? Mother, you know very well Darren doesn't like me to do those things.
Oh, well, It's a pity. Paris is so lovely this time of year. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
Oh, the trees are budding in the Champs-Élysées. The sidewalk cafes are crowded with people. And the children are playing in the Bois de Boulogne.
No, Mother.
Oh, you'll be back before he gets home for dinner.
He's not coming home for dinner.
Oh, well, then, really, Samantha, you are being ridiculous.
I'm trying to be a good wife.
Well, aren't good wives allowed to have lunch with their mothers?
Of course they are.
Well, then, what difference does it make where they have it?
It's not that at all.
Well, I suppose you mean now that you're married. What was once between us is no more.
All right, Mother. We will go.
Wonderful.
But we can't be too long. Is that understood?
Understood.
Last one to the Boulevard Saint-Germain is a rotten egg.
That's my gal.
No, you have
to. Mesdames?
Oh, deux cafés, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, madame, c'est tout.
Deux métasses pour moi, s'il vous plaît.
Bien, merci.
Well, I think it's been a divine lunch, hasn't it? Just marvelous. But I remember the salade niçoise as being a little better the last time we were here.
When were we here last, anyway?
2 or 3 years ago, I think. That summer you and I spent a couple of weeks on the Italian Riviera. La Spezia, I believe.
Yes, I remember. No, it wasn't La Spezia. It was Portofino.
Oh, yes, the Count from Genoa.
Loffredo, of course.
Oh, followed you all over Italy.
Fly with me to the moon, Andorra, he used to say. Finally, one night, I agreed. Poor chap, he had a nervous breakdown. We were only halfway there.
We have had good times, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Don't you sometimes miss all this, Samantha?
Not really. I have other things that make up for it.
Like a snappy game of solitaire. Topped off by a gourmet lunch at the cozy Have a Snack.
Now, let's not go into that again.
By all means, let's not. Come on to the fashion show.
No fashion shows. I left a whole pile of laundry on the ironing board.
Oh, now, Samantha, no woman, witch nor mortal, ever visits Paris or leaves without buying a dress. It would be a betrayal of a whole sex.
Let's go. Larry, can you imagine how sensational I'd look in that dress?
Well, the packaging can only do so much for a product, dear.
Oh, you, always thinking of business. Mother, isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yes, you'd look marvelous in a dress like that, Samantha.
Oh, if I ever walked in a dress like that, Darren's eyeballs would fall right out of his head.
I doubt if he'd know a Dior from a cunny sack.
Mother, that's not very nice. Come on, let's find a seat. What? Let's get out of here.
Why?
Never mind, I'll explain later. Come on.
Samantha? Samantha?
Hi.
It is you. I thought it was you, but I couldn't be sure. Oh, what a surprise. Wait till Louise sees you. Come on over. Louise, look who's here.
Samantha. Samantha Stevens. What on earth are you doing in Paris?
Hello, Louise. Oh, I just flew in.
Look at her face. Absolutely stunned. Quite a surprise seeing us, eh?
Oh, yes. You're the last people I wanted... expected to see.
I don't believe we met your charming companion.
Who? Oh, this is my mother. This is Larry Tate and Louise Tate.
How do you do?
Mr. Tate is Darren's employer.
Oh, really? Isn't that amusing? We should bump into each other.
Darren didn't say anything about you coming to Paris.
Oh, well, he's been working a lot lately, and I've been more or less alone. So, of course, when Mother... I convinced Samantha to make the trip with me.
Yes, it all happened very suddenly.
That's not... No.
Well, we're going to have to celebrate.
Celebrate?
Sure. Make a night of it.
A night of it? No, I don't think I can.
Oh, now, Samantha, no excuses.
That's right. Darren would never forgive us if we didn't take care of you while you were here. Now, where can we pick you up?
Well, I think it might be easier if we met at your place.
All right. The Plaza Athénée. How would you like to pop in about 8:30?
I'm not.
Well, I think it's absolutely wonderful of you to get Darren to let you come to Paris without him. Samantha... Oh, yes, it was. What did you do to get him to agree?
Well, we really didn't talk about it that much.
Did you hear that, Larry? It took me 8 years to get you to bring me to Paris, but they didn't even talk about it that much.
Well, neither did we. I can remember weeks when we didn't talk at all.
Would you excuse me for a moment?
Of course.
Would you like company?
Oh, no. I mean, that's very sweet of you, but your dinner might get cold, and... Well, I'll be back in a second.
Samantha doesn't seem quite herself tonight, does she?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Larry. She's still a bride, and this is her first separation. Isn't that right, Endora?
Well, I imagine she's very lonesome for Donald.
Who?
I beg your pardon?
You mean Darren.
Oh, yes, of course.
Isn't that a great idea? Let's phone Darren and tell him what's happened.
Marvelous! Isn't that a wonderful idea, Endora?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. Change of time, the eye, you know.
Well, it's early back there. Garçon, I'll get a telephone right here on the table. It'll put Darren's mind at ease when he knows we're taking care of you two.
Won't he be surprised?
Oh, he'll be surprised, all right.
Darren, I was wondering how late you're going to have to work tonight.
Pretty late, I'm afraid, honey. Bear with me another day, huh? I should have the work cleaned up by then.
Oh, I understand, dear.
Thank you, darling. What have you been up to today?
Me? Well, nothing much. I've been looking at a few dresses.
You sound funny. Something wrong?
Wrong? No, of course not. I miss you, darling.
Look, the heck with work. I'm going to come on home.
Oh, no. Now, don't do that. It's important that you finish your work. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello? Who's this?
This is Samantha.
Samantha?
Yes, who's this?
Is this 555-7328?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Larry Tate is calling you from Paris, France.
Oops.
Operator, did you get me the right number?
Yes, it's that number, monsieur.
What's the matter?
I could have sworn it was Samantha.
It hardly seems possible.
I know it, but when I asked her who it was, she said Samantha. At least I thought she said Samantha.
Oh, they just gave you the wrong number.
I'm sorry, monsieur. Your number's now reported not to answer at all.
Oh, thank you, operator. Oh, hold on a moment, will you? You know, come to think of it, considering the difference in time and all the work I left him, Darren's probably still at the office. I'll place a call there. Hello, operator. Would you please try to get me 555-6059? That's it, operator. Thank you.
Larry just thought he spoke to you on the phone.
Me?
We have a surprise for you, haven't we?
Oh, yes, a beauty.
Hello, Darren? Hey, boy. This is Larry Tate calling from Paris.
Well, Larry, how are you?
Fine. Have I got a surprise for you? You'll never guess who's sitting next to me right here in Paris.
Samantha.
Paul,
go on.
Talk to your husband.
Sam,
he's all yours. Go on, Samantha. Dan's on the other end.
Oh, Sam, Paul, where are you right at the...
Darren? Oh, hi, darling. It's Samantha.
Sam, how did you... When did...
Oh, yes, I'm having a wonderful time.
Sam, when? How...
Well, I just can't wait to get home and tell you all about my trip.
Trip? Trip to... Where are you right...
I love you too, sweetheart. Bye.
Well, was he surprised?
Oh, yes, he was surprised.
I just about made his day. Just about.
Yes. I got home as soon as I could.
That's all right. That's all right. I needed time to work things out. You look lovely.
Well, it's just a little something. Well, you see, we had dinner with the Tates and...
Mm-hmm.
You're not angry with me?
Angry? How can I be angry?
I don't understand.
I added things up, then I stood back, took a look at the total. Saving 3 cents a can on wax beans as well, what kind of a thrill is that for someone like you?
Darren, have you been drinking?
Your mother is right.
You have been drinking.
Just enough for me to see things in their proper perspective. Well, you can't expect to snatch an eagle out of the sky, tie it to the ground, clip its wings, and expect it to walk around with a smile on its beak.
Please let me explain.
Well, there's no need to explain. I understand perfectly.
I'm sorry about what happened today.
No one can blame you for that. This is a poor swap for Europe, glamour, and gaiety.
All I want is the normal life of the normal housewife.
That's why you went to Paris.
I only went there for lunch.
Oh, I see. Well, that's normal.
I only did it because... Well, you've been working so much lately, and...
It's my fault. Sam, there's no need for you to apologize. I should have known you can't take a beautiful witch in the prime of her life and expect her to hang up her twitch. It's against nature.
Darren, what are you trying to say?
I'm saying it's time for complete honesty. I'm not going to stand in the way of your freedom, and that's obviously what you want.
That's not true.
And stop trying to spare my feelings. If there's anything I can't stand, it's anyone feeling sorry for me.
Especially when you're doing such a good job of it yourself.
Where are you going?
Back to La Dolce Vita. And I hope you're satisfied.
Samantha!
Darren?
Hi, Larry. You just get in?
A few minutes ago. How are you?
Okay, how's Louise?
Fine. She's still in Paris.
You came back alone?
Louise insisted. Oh, I fought it for a while to make it look good. She said it was so marvelous how understanding you were about Samantha. The least I could do was let her stay on a few extra days.
I see.
So, they're having a ball.
They?
Louise, Samantha, and Endora.
Samantha's with Louise?
Sure. Didn't you know?
Oh, sure. I mean, she didn't say.
Haven't you talked to her?
Well, of course, but it's been a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Then Louise was right. You two did have a beef.
No, of course not. It was nothing like that.
I guess that explains it.
Explains what?
Well, Louise said she'd never seen a girl working so hard at having a good time.
Is Samantha really unhappy?
Yes. Matter of fact, now that I think of it, I'd say she's downright miserable.
You're not just saying that to make me feel better.
Not at all.
You know, it's never occurred to me how close Paris is since the innovation of a jet plane.
Wait a minute. You mean you're going over now?
Why not? I finished up all the work. I'm entitled to a bonus. Besides, I miss my wife.
Yes, but that has no bearing on what...
Would you rather I call Samantha and insist that she come home immediately? She and Louise could be here in a matter of hours.
That's blackmail.
Yes, it is, isn't it? I'll see you Monday, Larry. Thanks.
The fashions this year were generally exciting, particularly the line presented by...
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Samantha. Excuse me for a moment while I... Samantha, what are you doing here?
I took the flight right after yours. I had to come back.
Is Louise with you?
No, she doesn't know I've left yet.
Good. That is, there's no sense in Louise having to cut her holiday short because you two lovebirds are having problems.
Where is Darren? He wasn't in his office.
Oh, well, he's probably... Darren? Oh, for heaven's sake, he's on his way to Paris to find you.
Really?
Yes, he left about an hour ago.
Thank you, Larry. I'll see you later. Not on this one either.
Well, you'll have to check several dozen flights, Samantha. Why don't you go to Paris and wait for him?
Oh, this may sound silly to you, but I miss him so much. I'll check that one down there. Now, if he's not on board that, we'll just go on to Paris.
See, she's in Paris. I'm on my way to meet her.
Oh, yes, of course, I understand.
I'm sorry. I was asleep. I was probably dreaming.
Quite all right. Would you care for your dinner now?
Yes. Thank you, certainly. Scared me to death.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I just couldn't wait to see you.
I'm sorry about the other night.
Please try to understand how I feel.
I do understand, and you don't have to explain anymore. I just want you to know how lucky I think I am.
Thank you, darling. To just go back home?
From here?
You can, you know.
Nothing doing. My nervous system has suffered enough trauma for one day, thank you.
Well, all right. Anyway, it'll be fun seeing Paris for the first time.
What do you mean? You've been there before.
Never with you. And being in Paris with someone you love is like being in Paris for the first time. When we arrive, I wouldn't be at all surprised if Louise calls Larry and asks him to come back right away.
You think so?
I know it.
Larry will never forgive me.
It's the only way to fly.
Thank you. Oh.